Good afternoon and welcome to Friday Journal. As a large percentage of Tasmania and Australia sits down for lunch at this time of the day, many would find one of the country's most basic and most humble commodities on their table. It's jam in all its forms, from jellies to conserves. Today's Friday Journal takes a look at the berry fruit industry, an industry which for many years has had as its bread and butter the supply of fruit to the jam manufacturers throughout this state and mainland Australia. The story of the berry fruit industry is a complex one. It involves big business and the family farm. It's a story involving international finance and political systems. A story which lies in government legislation and cooperative marketing. What it isn't is a story about how to grow berry fruit. The problems involved in the agronomy of berry fruit production are relatively minor when compared to the economic pressures on the industry. It's pertinent here to reflect on where the big problem in the industry is, and that takes us back to jam. Since the closure of jam manufacturers in Tasmania, the writing has been on the wall for producers of manufacturing-type fruit. Basically, the mainland manufacturers are not prepared to pay the prices required by growers to make a viable living. The low prices are, however, not brought about by problems within the Tasmanian industry or even from within Australia itself.
The problem at the moment is a worldwide one, and in fact, if you look in the magazines from the UK at this particular point in time, you'll see them saying exactly the same things that you read in the Australian newspapers. They are saying that the future for processed berry fruits, and particularly black currants and raspberries, is very, very grim, because the Eastern Bloc countries are flooding the world, through Holland in particular, with these products. They are in fact bartering them off in Holland for exchange. This is foreign currency which they desperately need. And this move, amongst all of the other factors, has really put the world market into a quandary.
So, in the long term, there is a future for berries in Tasmania?
Well, providing we can stop this flow of bartered material from the Eastern Bloc, there is a future for processed berry fruits. But, you know, we've got to be careful and differentiate processed berry fruit from fresh market berry fruit, because they're, you know, although they're complementary, they, in a sense, they should not be talked about in the same breath. The other thing is, of course, that you've got to remember that New Zealand did come into the berry fruit area 5 years ago in particular. Their acreage of black currants in particular skyrocketed to the point where, in fact, they had about double the acreage of Tasmania. They thought they could make a killing on the world market, on the Australian market, of course. They, of course, are a threat because their currency has such a low value compared to ours, 72 cents against the dollar. But of course, they too have gone out, or are going out, under the pressure of this Eastern Bloc competition. In fact, the acreage of black currants in New Zealand has decreased at a faster rate than it went in, and it went in at a mighty fast rate.
Bob Hardy, Chief of the Department of Agriculture's Fruit and Ornamental Branch. International finance and the weight of different political systems. Ranged against this is the family farm. For many years, the berry industry has revolved around small holdings, with the fruit either grown in such a way or in such an area that hand-picking is the only method of harvesting. Mechanical harvesting methods have decreased this harvesting cost, a cost which can account for a third to half the value the grower is to get for their fruit. A number of smaller growers in southern Tasmania market their fruit through the Lachlan Cooperative. This cooperative has been processing manufacturing-grade berry fruit for more than 30 years, a tradition of supply of high-quality frozen jam fruit. However, this year, both the members of the cooperative and the cooperative itself is feeling the squeeze of competition from the New Zealand and Eastern Bloc suppliers. Secretary of the Lachlan Cooperative is Christine Butler.
Mainly because of the situation with the marketing of the raspberries. Cotties will purchase our raspberries, most certainly, but we have to keep competitive with the prices from New Zealand and from other countries as well.
What's the big problem with being competitive with some of these overseas countries?
Well, it's the price that we're going to receive and the work that has to go into the working of the fruit in Tasmania to have it ready for a market. And we have to buy cardboard cartons and plastic bags and have it packaged into these boxes when it comes to the factory. And we have to keep the factory working all the year.
Have we had a problem over the last few years of a decline in membership of the cooperative?
Yes, well last year we had 35 growers supplying fruit to the factory, but so far for this year, because of the amount of fruit that has been pulled out by particular growers, there'll only be 17 growers supplying to the factory next year.
What does it mean to the amount of raspberries? Does it mean decline in the actual tonnages?
Yes, there'll be less fruit coming into the factory. Well, last year we had a drop of 30 tonne of raspberries. This was mainly because some of our growers, we had declined from the previous year with the amount of growers. Because every year it's coming down, and then lots of people, if they're not going to get the money, get a good return from their fruit, they're not going to put in the effort if they're not going to get anything out of them.
Is there a minimum amount of raspberries that have to be grown and supplied to the cooperative to make a venture like that viable?
Yes, well we can't just work on, say like if we get in 10 tonne, well it's not worthwhile opening the factory to package these and to freeze them. We do want as many raspberries as we can possibly get.
Does it make a difference also to the prices that can be returned to the suppliers?
Yes. Well, whatever profit we make overall, we hold over enough so that we have enough money to purchase cartons and to purchase plastic bags and make other necessary repairs during the year. But after we've made arrangements to keep this amount, we do pay back a bonus. We call it a rebate, but it is a form of bonus to the grower on how much he supplies in.
If you do get more fruit in, will this make a big difference to how much each grower has to supply as his share of the overheads?
The overheads are still the same, but the more we get in, the more we can pay the grower back in the long term, because we still pay the people that package the fruit the same amount of money. They're not paid on a tonnage basis, they're just paid for packaging the fruit for so many hours or whatever, and then what profit we make does go back to the grower, so the more we get in, the better it is for the grower.
Christine Butler of the Lachlan Cooperative at New Norfolk, and certainly the cooperative would like to hear from anyone with processing raspberries for sale. The outlook on the processing side of the berry industry is still, however, bleak to say the least. Processors like Cascade and Cotties, while still buying Tasmanian fruit, are looking further afield for cheaper supplies. In the meantime, the experts in the industry think the growers should be looking in other directions.
The bright hope on the horizon is in the fresh market product. We're talking about raspberries, strawberries, and then other things that back them up, like blackberries, even loganberries, and blueberries. This is the area where there is an unsatisfied demand in Australia and overseas. And our job is, of course, to aid the growers in meeting this demand and to get over the technical problems that they face at the moment.
The strawberries, and to a lesser extent the raspberries, are fairly much a traditional berry fruit in Australia and on Australian tables. What about fruits like the loganberries, the blueberries? What sort of potential is there for these sorts of fruits?
Well, we don't see an enormous potential for loganberries, but some fresh loganberries were sent away this year, and it always helps in a marketing operation to have a range of products. And so we think that as we increase the quantities of fresh raspberries, to a lesser extent strawberries, that we're producing, we'll be able to as well feed onto the market some of these less important fresh berries. Now, Blueberries actually are out in a category on their own. They're a new unknown, particularly on the Australian market. Certainly the quantities coming on are increasing rapidly, and by and large they're selling profitably at this point of time. Outside Australia, we know there's an off-season market for blueberries, and that is worthwhile developing for with some caution.
Blueberries, and by some of the literature put out by some large companies going into blueberries, one could be forgiven if you thought the future of the berry industry was bright blue. Following an informal meeting in Hobart last week of a dozen growers from around Tasmania, the formation of a regional branch of the Australian Blueberry Growers Association has been discussed. The meeting was organised by Les Kingston, who is confident enough to suggest blueberries could rival apples as a major export earner for the state. Some time ago, I spoke with horticulturalist Steve Wilson about the interest being shown in Tasmania in blueberries.
There's been a lot of interest from city people wanting to invest in small holdings in the country. We've had some interest from interstate investors looking at planting somewhat larger areas, and one or two overseas inquiries looking at establishing in Tasmania.
If you're getting this sort of interest shown, then obviously someone must think that the climate and the soils are right for growing blueberries down here.
Certainly that's the case. We believe that blueberries are a fairly easy crop to grow in the Tasmanian climate and conditions. They require an acid, well-drained soil. There are a lot of those in Tasmania. The weather, we think, is pretty good for blueberries. Most areas have irrigation available. Irrigation is essential for production, so that all in all, it's quite a good environment for the crop.
Meanwhile, Tasmanians who are interested in growing the crop have been invited to attend a seminar in Campbelltown on August the 3rd. For those interested parties who have grown berry fruit in the past, some of the figures for returns may astound them.
There's been a figure of about $12 a kilo talked about. Some growers are certainly getting that at the moment. I'd suggest a much better figure for anyone to budget on who's planning an area would be about, say, $4 per kilo, perhaps a bit better.
Blueberries are just one of the berry fruits. It does, however, have something in common with others, and that is the right variety has to be grown. Many growers believe that Tasmanian and Australian growers just don't have the right varieties available, and won't have them until plant variety rights legislation becomes a reality in Australia. Bob Hardy has pointed out how important genetic differences are.
You've got to grow the right varieties. You've got to grow a berry fruit. If we're talking about a raspberry, a fresh raspberry, you've got to grow a raspberry that can withstand the physical battering they get in transport, or packaging and transport. Now, in fact, at this particular point in time, we're very lucky. We have in Tasmania a raspberry, which in fact is one of the toughest raspberries you can get. We've shown in the last year that in fact you can get it to Sydney in first class condition, and we feel that by the right combination of that variety, the right packaging and the right handling or palletising to get it to market, we can probably send it much further than the mainland market. So we would see the raspberry industry developing on the basis of this variety, which we called Collins Defiant, as having a bright future.
By now, the most obvious factor in the berry story is the trend to the fresh fruit trade. This is the opposite track to most foodstuffs, where industries are often built on the fresh food market, with the surplus going into processing. Here we are seeing the collapse of the processing trade and the rejuvenation of fresh berry fruit. One of the two major factors which are going to have the most effect on this new area of the industry is packaging. The other is transport.
We hope that the airline system remains at least as good as it is, particularly as far as freight is concerned, and we would hope, of course, that it would improve vastly. One of the problems of getting berries overseas, as distinct from the mainland market, is that you have to coincide your interstate flights with your overseas flights, and it seems that this is not entirely easy, and this has often been the problem we've had in the past. We had an international flight into Hobart. Boy, we'd be laughing, I think.